You know, we've been talking about that News Nation here at WGN. You've been hearing the promos for it. We have a root and interest for that. It's the same company that we are. In fact, if you go to the iTunes store and download the News Nation Now app, you can get the News Nation Now app free. It's a download for you. Just go to the App Store, the iTunes Store. You'll get news, you'll get weather, and you'll get WGN radio news updates on demand 24/7. Los Angeles Times today, WGN America's News Nation, looks for viewers who want their news served up opinion-free. When entrepreneur Ted Turner first launched CNN in the 1980s without any big-name anchors, one of his credos was the news would be the star of his then-revolutionary news network. Times have changed. Nexstar Media Group believes the shift to more talk and opinion on cable news has created an opportunity. So tonight, Tuesday, the company will launch News Nation, a nightly, three-hour, national, primetime newscast that promises a neutral, opinion-free presentation of the day's events. This is on WGN America. CNN is CNN all the time. They do news and talk all the time. WGN America does other programming. You'll see sitcoms and variety shows from days gone by. But then at night, they turn into this sort of thing that maybe CNN once was or wanted to be, isn't anymore. In the evening, now they have talk shows. But this would be a newscast that is free of bias. Sean Compton, Executive Vice President for WGN America, I'm still reading from the LA Times, and he's our boss here at this radio station, said Sean Hannity is not news. He's a friend of mine. I worked with him in radio for years. He'd get mad at me for saying that, but it's true. Tucker Carlson, Don Lemon, that's not news. Marnie Hughes, tonight you're going to do the news, huh?
Good morning, John. That's our plan. Yeah. We're sticking to it.
How you doing? How did you sleep last night?
You know, I slept better last night than I did the night before. We've been working very hard, and today's the day. It's about to get real, but it's what we've been preparing for, and we could not be more ready and excited to launch News Nation tonight. Our team is dedicated to our mission. As you said, this is a newscast that is absent of bias. It's going to have a whole lot of balance, and it's going to be representative of the entire country, which I am most excited about, because we're going to be here to tell your stories from coast to coast and everywhere in between, with the luxury of so many journalists with boots on the ground in communities across America. It is an incredible opportunity, and I am just so excited to be a part of it.
You all have been doing dress rehearsals that, and you've been doing nightly newscasts, but not broadcast, right?
Correct. So we've been doing rehearsals for the last 5 weeks. So we started in late July. And I tell you, John, it's been so nice to start something like this. It's a launch of something completely new, but to have this long of a runway to just work out all of our kinks. I mean, it's a staff of 150 new people that moved to Chicago from all over the country, how we develop our content and the stories that we cover, working with our Nexstar affiliates all across the country. We're in a brand new studio. We're in a brand new newsroom. We have all brand new equipment and technology. So to have the 5 weeks to learn all of that and get ready for tonight, we have used our time wisely, and we're ready.
I wonder what it looks like, though, like what yesterday or the day before his newscast was in rehearsal or would have been on the air. That is, I presume you'll say something about the president going to Kenosha, but are we going to get a story in Colorado about the city council or something? I mean, that doesn't necessarily appeal to me in Chicago, unless you make it appeal to me in Chicago. I don't know what a national newscast with just news would look like.
Right. It's a lot different than I think what you see on TV right now in cable news and primetime. So you're right. Our job, and John, you and I have talked about this before. I come from a local news background, and so we're approaching this as a local newscast for the nation. And in local news, you take national stories often and you localize them to make your community care about it. Well, with News Nation, we're going to take local stories and we're going to broaden them out and make the nation care. And so that can be the news of the day. So yes, the president will be in Kenosha today. Joe Biden is hitting the campaign trail and he's getting out into the public. People in Lake Charles, Louisiana are without power and they have water that is unsafe to use. There are wildfires in California, and I read this morning a firefighter died fighting those blazes. So we have a lot of news to cover. We have 3 hours to cover it. And I think for us, it's an opportunity to give people and share with people stories that often aren't getting told. And I think that's what will make us unique.
I understand, too, no sports, and that each hour is unique. You're not just repeating it, even if a story does recur. One of the most fascinating things, Marnie, is that you've had rhetoricians, people who are looking at the very words you choose to help make sure it isn't shaded, maybe inadvertently one way or another. What's that like, having somebody look over your shoulder? And what's the news going to be tonight when you cover Wisconsin? Let's pick it up here in a minute. It's 10:15. On a phone line, Marnie Hughes, co-anchor of News Nation, premiering tonight at 7 on WGN America. Marnie Hughes, co-anchor with Joe Donlan and a cast of 150-plus on News Nation tonight. Marnie, are they really looking at the very words you use, and what's your experience been with that?
I'm so thankful that we have rhetoricians, a team of rhetoricians that are watching our newscast every night, and let me tell you, that is a first. But it's welcome, because we understand that the words that we choose matter. And so when people at home are listening to the stories of the day, it's not our job to use inflammatory language or language that may assume some sort of bias one way or another. And it may be words that we use in everyday language, but when we have somebody watching us for that, they can red flag and go, you know, there might be a better word to use than staggering when you're talking about the latest COVID-19 case numbers, or there may be a better word to use than riot in when you're talking about a protest. Or if you're going to use the word riot, let's define it, and then let's give some historical context for why you're going to use that word. So for us, you know, in covering Kenosha tonight, when the president is visiting that city in Wisconsin, our job is to focus on the facts. And that's going to be our foundation. And our languaging matters. Our tone matters. The graphics we put up on the screen are important. So we have to make sure that we're checking ourselves and that we're holding one another in the newsroom accountable, that no detail is left unchecked. And so that will be our job every single night for the 3 hours we're on the air and the 24 hours that we're on the web and anytime in breaking news. It's an important responsibility.
Quick heads up to you and me. In 60 seconds, you and I will pause for a quick EBS test. If I have to interrupt us, I will. I suppose you're sitting there. Maybe you're loving this challenge tonight, but of all of the times to launch a national newscast with that sort of objective, you must be thinking, could he have not gone to Kenosha today? It would be so much easier, Mr. President, to do our job if you would just stay put today.
No, the news is the news, and we're here to cover it. And as a matter of fact, 3 hours is almost never enough time because there's so much happening. So, no, we're excited. We've got a reporter that's headed to Kenosha today to cover that angle. We have our bureau reporters stationed in Washington, D.C., and we have a team in New York and Dallas and Miami and Washington and also in California, so we'll be covering the wildfires. So we go where the news is, and if the president is in Kenosha, then we're going to be there too.
Marnie Hughes, co-anchor of News Nation. It premieres tonight at 7 o'clock on WGN America. It's a three-hour newscast. Marnie, I said that no hour is repeated. It's not like you're taping the first hour or reading the same scripts. Am I correct in that?
Yes. So we have three distinctive hours. We have different teams working on each hour. So your anchor team will be the same, but we'll hit reporters from different stations covering different stories across those 3 hours. And we'll hit the big stories of the day. So if you don't tune in at 7 and you tune in at 8, we'll make sure that we're covering everything, but it'll be covered in a different way. We'll add some new perspective. So it won't be repetitive. And we know that's important to people, because if by chance you are watching all 3 hours, which we would love, we want to make sure that you're getting a full grasp of the news of the day, but you're not seeing stories repeated.
Are you worried that people will judge it quickly and judge it to be conservative?
I'm not worried. I think, John, we're working off the mindset that there is an appetite for this based on what people have said they want. And if we, like I said, we hold true to our mission of facts, not opinion, balanced and not biased, then I think people on both sides of the aisle will find something that they like, and they may find and see something that they disagree with. And if at the end of our newscast you have that, then we have done our jobs. I think that cable news right now, there is a big audience, and our competitors have done a very good job giving people what they want. But I think there's a lot of people that are underrepresented that say they want a newscast that just tells them what happened today and doesn't tell them what to think about it. And that's where we feel is our lane. We think that's what makes News Nation unique. And I think it serves an audience that for a long time has been saying, I just want the news. And I also think the news doesn't have to be divisive. I'm operating in a mindset where I've had a lot of people tell me, I don't watch the news anymore because it depresses me, because it makes me angry. I want to throw things at the television. It doesn't represent me and who I am and what's happening in my community. And I would argue that I think the news can inform, and it can also inspire and unite. And I think News Nation can carve out a pretty sweet niche for ourselves in covering the news of the day, but also offering a lot of variety.
I'm going to give you guys this, an opportunity to make a mistake to the left or to the right, or a technical glitch or a factual error. It happens on live broadcasting in every medium every single day. But I think people are going to judge you more closely and more carefully about some of these sort of objectives that you set out for yourself. So if a story feels a little left or feels a little right or feels that something was conspicuously absent, I'm going to give you guys the opportunity to figure that out as you go. But I also think the dilemma for you is that if you are covering an incendiary figure like the president, then a true presentation of the facts will be upsetting to people if, in fact, the things he says are upsetting. So, I that's a fine line. I mean, you don't want to paste over something that is unpleasant or untrue, right?
Correct. And we have a research team that will be checking facts, but it comes down to, at the end of the day, if, for example, he's in Kenosha today and he has something to say, we'll run the soundbite, and then you get to decide. What we won't do is then analyze the soundbite after it runs and tell you what we think and bring in people to tell you what they think. We'll just share it with you, and then you can make your decision, and we'll move on to other news of the day. I think that's the difference, is we won't spend a lot of time talking about what just happened. That's for you to decide. Yeah. Our job is to cover the news and then move on to the next news story.
You guys are in how many markets here? 63% of the country, 75 million cable and satellite homes. You got family all across the country, do you? Is everybody going to be watching? I don't know that I... You said you slept okay last night, maybe not so well the night before, but wow, this is... I don't know that everybody appreciates what a big deal this is.
I think it's hitting me too, John. I had a high school teacher from more than 20 years ago reach out to me on LinkedIn and say, hey, congratulations, I saw that News Nation is launching. So lots of people from the past are reaching out, and my phone is lighting up. My 71-year-old mother-in-law has never had cable in her entire life. She lives in Fort Wayne, Indiana,
Wow. But
she's got cable tonight.
Well, you're Indianapolis. I know you were in Seattle, but are you from Indianapolis originally?
My husband was born and raised in Fort Wayne, and so I had my first on-air reporting job in Fort Wayne, and I was a reporter and weekend anchor there, and so I met him, and then we went off to Salt Lake from there, but we're still close to Fort Wayne, and we're back there every summer, and we've spent a lot of the last 20 years going back and forth, so that is home for him, and it's become home for me, but I have family spread out all over the country. My parents are in Raleigh, North Carolina. They're going to be watching tonight as well.
All right, you've got news to do. Don't take any more of your time giving it to us here. In fact, what are you going to do when you hang up the phone then? What is your day like today, Marnie?
Well, so I'll hang up with you, John, and I'm going to hop on our 11 o'clock editorial call. We talked to our zone producers and managers who are watching the different regions of the country, and we're going to figure out what our lead story is tonight. Is it the president in Kenosha? Is it the wildfires out west? We'll have a thoughtful content discussion, and we'll assign our reporters, and then we'll start planning for our newscast, the 3 hours tonight, what we're going to be covering and how we're going to be covering it.
Okay, anxious to see it, and I'm optimistic about it, too. Producer Ellip just handed me some text messages that I don't take the time to read here, but I've got probably 15 pages of comments without my even asking about this. So we're all going to be watching and rooting for you. Good luck tonight.
Thank you, John, and for everybody listening. News Nation Now, sign up for the app. I just signed up for it last night. It went online at 12:01. So we hope that it becomes your trusted news source.
Good luck, Marty. Thanks, and say hi to Joe and everybody over there for us.
Will do, John. Take care.
Yeah, Joe Donlin from Channel 9 is over there, too, your co-anchor. If you go to the iTunes store and download the News Nation Now app, it's free, and you get news there, weather there, and WGN radio updates on demand 24/7.